Good morning. With us is Ken Lovett of the New York Daily News, the Monday columnist, the Albany Bureau Chief. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, I see a headline, an exclusive by Ken Lovett, public hunger for $15 wage.
Yeah, Saturday was the deadline. You know, a board had recommended that the state raise the minimum wage for fast food workers over the next several years to $15 an hour, up from the current $8.75 an hour. There was a public comment period which ended Saturday, and it turns out that more than 16,600 people who favor the proposal submitted comments either by the internet or actually written comments to the Department of Labor, which will make the final decision. It's unclear how many said they don't want it, although there's obviously the business community that opposes this, but it's certainly a popular measure.
It seems like the business community may have gotten some traction by wondering why it's targeted just fast food.
Yeah, their argument is it's the governor overstepped his boundary. He's the one who called for this wage board as he tries to repair his relationship with the left, and they feel that, well, how can you just look at one industry and that it unfairly targets them? They have threatened a lawsuit if the state goes ahead with it as expected.
The long uphill battle for the folks who want mixed martial arts in New York seems to be coming to a head.
Yeah, it's passed the Senate each of the last 6 years and failed in the Assembly, but the support has been growing, and the sponsor, the majority leader, Joe Morelli, says rather than wait till the end of the legislative session as they've done the last few years, he's going to go for a quick knockout early in either January or February, hoping to get it off the table and finally legalized. New York remains the only state where mixed martial arts is not authorized.
You mentioned legal. Tell us about prisoners' legal services and the item you have today.
Yeah, you know, we all remember the two prisoners who escaped from the Clinton Correctional Facility in upstate Dannemora. Well, there was a New York Times expose last week that quoted a lot of inmates who said that they were beaten and abused after those two inmates escaped by guards who were looking for information. So Prisoner Legal Services, that represents indigent inmates, is fundraising off that expose. Very shortly after that story appeared in the paper, the Prisoners Legal Services put up a fundraising missive on their website, which some in law enforcement say is inappropriate. But they say, hey, we don't have enough money to handle the 10,000 requests we get each year from inmates. So they justified it that way.
You've been talking to me. Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can read more at nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.